Well, it doesn't really matter whether you're a visitor to Cambridge or you've lived here all your life. I'm not a gambling man, but I am going to put money on the fact that you don't know everything about what goes on in our city and the story and the history behind it all. This is why you need one of the walking tours that the qualified guides of the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides are just about to relaunch. I'm joined on the line by Cathy Willis. Cathy, hi.
Hello.
So for those of us who don't know about the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides, tell us what it is that you do.
Yeah, sure. We represent the city's group of qualified accredited guides, which means we get to wear the blue and green badges awarded by the Institute of Tourist Guiding. And to get those badges, we take a year-long part-time course centred on Cambridge, obviously, covering history of the university and the city, architecture, science, religion, literature, women in Cambridge, you name it, we seem to study it.
So how long have you done it? What got you involved? What attracted you into it?
Well, I've been a guide for about 17 years, and I actually was born and brought up in Cambridge, and I have to say, until I started training as a guide, I really knew absolutely nothing about the city. And it's just an extraordinary, unique place. You know, I mean, everybody thinks, oh, the main tourist attractions, but there is an awful lot more than that. You know, the city's been here an awful lot longer than the university and has lots of its own history as well.
Indeed, indeed. And when you do your guides normally, when you're doing your work normally, before all this nonsense started a year or so ago, what sort of mix do you get of visitors and residents? Because I would guess quite a few people go, do you know, I'm ashamed to say it, but people come to visit Cambridge. I've lived here all my life. I don't know half of it.
Well, exactly, yes. And I think in a city that was so heavily touristed before all of this, you know, certainly most of the tours, the standard tours and everything, were aimed at visitors to the city. But there's always been, you know, sort of like a series of tours that we would do aimed at residents, you know, and things also that are put on by the Science Festival and things like that, that we get heavily involved in, and the charity walks, the guides are there as well. So there is, you know, there are lots of other things that you can do and discover about the city, basically.
Yeah, I would guess, I suppose for the tourists, you do kind of have to do the big stuff with maybe one or two of the little treats tucked away, don't you? Because they'd be with you for weeks, wouldn't they?
I know. You can't ignore the must-see sites, obviously. You know, you have this, you have these things you have to talk about. You know, it's quite hard to walk past King's College Chapel without mentioning it, you know. Yes. And people want to know. They come because they are fantastic attractions, but, you know, there is a lot more to that than the classic tourist trail. And there's always scope to add in some anecdotes and little quirks and curiosities and things that people love, you know. And certainly in the early days of restarting the tours, most of our visitors will be local and then staycationers, this lovely new phrase.
Sure.
So we want to do more than just talk about the university all the time, that's for sure.
Excellent. So tell us about the walks. When are they taking place and what are people going to see?
Right, so they're starting on the 2nd of April, which is Good Friday. They're down as highlight tours, so highlights. There'll be two tours a day, and they will start at 11 o'clock and 1:30 from outside the front of Great St Mary's Church, that large church by the market in the centre of Cambridge. There's no need to book. You can just turn up because there will be guides there at 11 and at 1:30. They'll be waiting, as I say, under the clock in the front, at the front of the church. The guides will be easy to spot because they'll be carrying a poster advertising the tour and, of course, be wearing their badges.
Sure.
The cost is £15 an adult, £5 a child, and children under 10 are free, and they last around 90 minutes.
Brilliant, brilliant. And it's an easy walk, is it? So it's not...
It's a very easy walk, and because of the COVID guidelines, the groups won't be larger than five people plus the guide, unless, of course, you're in a family group or bubble. So, you know, probably it'll be family groups or, you know, two different groups, things like that. And yes, it can be tailored. It's quite one of the quite nice things about having small groups. You can tailor it exactly to suit the group and their interests, really. So if they have a particular something they have a particular question on or a particular interest, then hopefully we can answer it.
That sounds amazing. I mean, it must have been hell for you the past year, for people like yourselves. It's all about people, isn't it?
It is. It's been extraordinarily grim, actually. Yes, it has. And we're only just starting to see you know, the end in sight and to get back to these tours. But yes, guides can talk. as you might have realised. Yes, it's not been good, has it? But then, you know, it's not been good for so many people.
And how will it be as we approach the summer and as things light, you know, as things open up more and more? Will you be doing more of these, or is this kind of how you see things for the summer period?
Well, this is our start, and I think we have to see what happens, really. You know, where we don't know what the tourist situation is going to be, do we? We don't know whether people are going to be, you know, coming to England or the UK this year, or whether we'll be allowed to travel. So I think we just have to play it very much by ear, but this is our foundation.
Fantastic. I guess if people keep an eye on your website or something, that will keep them posted, will it?
That's right, yes. We have a website, which is sctg.org.uk.
Fantastic.
And that's updated regularly, and the highlights tour is on there.
Excellent.
Giving further details of where to meet in case people need to look it up.
Well, I suppose all we need to do now is book the weather, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Spring is just around the corner. It's been absolutely marvellous to speak to you, Cathy. Well done. It's lovely to know that the tourist guides are back out. It's such an integral part of the city. We're looking forward to seeing you back on the streets, and I guess you can't wait to start telling everybody about the city. You notice I haven't asked you for a little nugget, and we do have time. Is there anything that I've been missing in all the years I've lived in Cambridge? Is there a little thing I should have spotted?
There are so many little things, aren't there? well, for instance, let me think. The original Adam Brooks Hospital. Do you know that?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Street,
now that very colourful Cambridge Judge Business School.
Mm-hmm.
Called Adam Brooks after a physician, John Adam Brooks. He was a doctor and a Cambridge graduate. He used to do quite a lot of work for the poor. We're talking here the late 1600s, early 1700s. On his death, he left £4,000 to found a hospital in Cambridge, which was the original Adam Brooks. 20 beds, very small amount of staff. The staff were poorly paid, but given a pint of free ale each day. And the nurses were asked to behave with tenderness towards their patients. Very unusual in those days.
How marvellous. I mean, I'm sure we'd all like to buy all the nurses at Adam Brooks now a beer after
Absolutely.
All they've been through.
I think they'd probably like a pint of ale, wouldn't they?
Wouldn't they just? Listen, we look forward to these, Cathy. It's great to talk to you. Love to everybody at the Society
Brilliant.
Of Cambridge
thank
Tourist
you.
Guides.
Thank and you well very done. Much.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing as many people as possible.